protecting against disease and safeguarding health, more has been accomplished during the 20th century than in all the previous history of man. The American Medical Association, in conjunction with your local medical society, proudly presents Medical Milestones.
Several hundred babies are born. Normal, healthy, sound. And then for some reason, some unknown quirk or mischance, one is born with a heart defect. A particular defect in this case that gives the baby a bluish color and dooms it to a brief, foreshortened existence. This is the blue baby. With the first gasp of air that fills its lungs, every new human being is on its own. From now on, its heart pumps for itself on two sides. One side of the heart receives bluish blood from the veins and sends it to the lungs for oxygen. The other side receives the oxygenated red blood from the lungs and sends it out again through the arteries for circulation. In most hearts, the two kinds of blood are kept separate by a partition that divides the right side of the heart from the left. But when there's a defect in this partition, blue blood mixes with red and gets recirculated. The baby's face and fingers and feet take on a bluish tinge, and it begins life an invalid. Before this century, there was no hope for the blue baby. Then, in 1944, hope appeared. In the great operating theater of the Johns Hopkins Children's Hospital in Baltimore, a new operation was tried. The surgeon was Dr. Alfred Blaylock, and his side, the heart specialist with whom he had shared years of study and experiment, Dr. Helen Taussig. Before them, exposed to them, was the heart of a 15-month-old girl, a blue baby. It showed a combination of defects.
Opening between the ventricles.
An opening, a hole between the sides of the heart. The red blood and blue blood mix.
Shifting of aorta to the right.
A centering of the large artery over both sides of the heart, further mixing the blood, circulating it.
Narrowing of pulmonary artery.
Too narrow to let enough bluish blood get to the lungs for oxygen.
Enlargement of right ventricle.
The right side is overworked. It struggles to pump a surplus of bluish blood. Four classic characteristics. Though discovered almost a century ago and named the tetralogy of Fallot, they had remained uncorrectable. Now, after 2.5 hours of surgery, the answer lay within Dr. Blaylock's reach. His objective? To construct a bypass around one of the defects so that more bluish blood could get to the lungs. For 5, 10, 15 minutes, quickly, carefully, he sutured the bypass together. It must not leak. It must hold. He slowly loosened the clamps. Bluish blood entered the bypass, and it flowed as he had hoped it would, to one of the lungs, where it gathered enough oxygen to supply the rest of the blood. Life-giving blood for a pink baby. Today, although many other congenital heart defects are yet to be corrected, thousands of blue babies have had successful operations, and many doctors have performed them, as well as gone on to develop and perfect new advances in cardiac surgery. A pioneer in this specialty is Dr. Willis J. Potts, of Children's Memorial Hospital, Chicago.
The story of surgery for congenital heart disease is a happy one, written during the past 20 years, but not finished. Refinements in diagnosis and technique constantly demand that each chapter be rewritten at least once a year. There are some sad chapters in this story, some defects which to date cannot be corrected. But until we know why children are born with deformed hearts, we will continue to correct as many defects as we can, as best we can.
Medical Milestones has been brought to you by the American Medical Association, dedicated to the science and art of medicine, and to the enlightenment of all who care about life and think about health.